This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovsky, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, date of birth August 6th of 1956. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Denton with hypertension, history of hypokalemia, and hypomagnesemia, and a question of Gittleman's disease. She does have preserved kidney function. Her last visit was December 20th of 2022. She had been very ill with vomiting and diarrhea starting Saturday, July 8th. Of unknown etiology. She doesn't believe she had any fever, but she had very bad vomiting and diarrhea. She would be sick with vomiting, then diarrhea, and then she would go back to bed and sleep. And she really was unable to rehydrate herself well until today. And this morning she's been able to drink several bottles of Gatorade, water, and she is feeling a lot better, as if the illness has resolved itself today. She is feeling better. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea recently, although she has had some shortness of breath. Recently had alpha-1 antitrypsin level checked, which was in the normal range. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, amiloride is 5 milligram once a day, Synthroid 25 microgram daily, Baclofen 20 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed, Norco 7.5, 325, 1 every 6 hours as needed for pain, Magnesium 400 milligrams, she takes 4 of them once a day, Ergocalciferol 2,000 units once daily, Benadryl is 25 milligram twice a day, Prilosec 20 milligram daily, Tenormin 50 milligram daily, Trulicity once weekly, it's 100, and Trelegy also once daily. She also takes vitamin C, a multivitamin, and zinc. Physical exam, weight is 217 pounds, and that's about a 3-pound decrease since her last visit. Pulse 73, and blood pressure is 137 over 88. Most recent labs were done 530 of 23, magnesium normal at 2, TSH was 3.07, free T4 1.25, vitamin D 25OH 41, the alpha-1 antitrypsin level normal at 162, her hemoglobin 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. We have a creatinine level from February 9th of 2023 of 0.6, and potassium level 4.2, sodium 138, carbon dioxide 25, liver enzymes were normal. Assessment and plan, hypertension, 2, history of hypokalemia, currently normal potassium levels, and 3, history of low magnesium levels, also currently normal. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. We asked her to go to the ER if she gets any return of the vomiting, diarrhea, and weakness. She could call a friend to have her have them come to pick her up and take her in, or call 911 if she feels that much weaker. But she believes she's on the way to recovery today, as she's kept lots of liquid down. She feels 100% better, and she's actually able to have some soup and toast without nausea. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.